Hey, wait a second. Arendt there.
What's up?
You told us if we beat the Necromancer, you'd tell us why you're banned from Highland.
Did I?
You most certainly did, my friend.
Oh, Arendt there. You didn't. Why?
Yes. I remember being quite curious. On pain of death, you said.
Yeah. What did you do?
We did beat Gorobel down for you.
But it's embarrassing.
It is, but it's less embarrassing for us than for some other people.
Come on, you promised!
All right. Everyone's finished dinner, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, get on with it!
Right. This is the story of how the Empty Scabbard Adventurers got banned from Highland.
Empty Scabbard?
Oh, right. I guess most of our stuff would have been before your time. Yes, the Empty Scabbard Adventurers were myself, Finola, Saya from Saya's Alchemical Emporium, Ewan of the Woods, and Hans Vonderson. That was what they called us, since no one in our party was any good at combat.
Pardon me. If none of you could fight, how did you adventure?
Careful planning, cunning trickery, and frequently just running away.
Arenthea, but I have met Ewan of the Woods. He carries a quite large bow.
Have you ever seen him use it?
No.
He is an excellent shot. He could clip the wing off a fly from 500 yards. The only problem is, he's pretty squeamish. He can't shoot anything that can talk. Once, when he was hunting, he hit an elk that said, "Ouch," and he passed out. Anyway, none of us were great fighters, but there are always other options than violence on an adventure, and we did everything else we could. Our major advantage, of course, was foreknowledge. Finola's abilities allowed us to plan ahead more effectively. In fact, Finola usually set the direction based on where she saw that we would be needed. In further fact, that's where this tale begins. Back towards the beginning of our careers, before we were at all famous.
We need to go to Highland.
Highland? Not too far, then. About a week's travel.
What adventure awaits our particular brand of heroics in Highland?
Death. Disaster.
But not for us. Some kind of cataclysm is going to destroy part of the city. Let's see.
A storm. A terrible storm will crumble the southernmost cliffs the city stands on 8 days from now.
That whole city's on cliffs. If we can get there in time, we can warn them and evacuate the people.
Anything else we'll need?
Strength of arms?
Like weapons?
No. Literal arms, I think.
I think I can manage that.
In a terrible storm, we'll need to find shelter for the evacuated folks.
Before that, we'll need to convince people an evacuation is necessary.
Well, we can't do any of that from here. Let's go. All right, there's Highland down there. We haven't got long. Ewan and Saya, can you guys start finding or preparing shelter for the refugees?
Aye.
Sure. Oh, take this potion.
What does it do?
Strength of arms. Finola said you might need it.
Thanks. Hans, I think you should go try to persuade people to start the evacuation. I'm not sure they'll listen to you, though.
I can be very persuasive.
And what about us?
I think you and I had better visit the Grand Duke. He'll be able to organize a much better evacuation than we can.
The Grand Duke? But that's... Well, will they even agree to see us?
We've got to try. Come on. How much time have we got?
I don't think it all happens at once. It could start in a couple of hours.
Then we better hurry.
Good people of the Bottom Feeder Tavern! Terrible danger approaches! The very city of Highland upon which we stand is about to crumble away beneath our feet!
You're having a laugh, mate.
Highland stood firm for thousands of years. See? Solid.
You don't believe that the cliffs of Highland might crumble?
No. Why would they?
Due to the storm?
Storm? Highland's endured dozens of storms.
Just dozens.
At least.
You are, of course, correct. That was a lie, and I apologize. You see, I was trying to avoid sparking a mad panic.
Huh?
What?
I thought a tale of a perfectly natural cataclysm would prompt a swift evacuation without causing undue panic.
Why should we panic?
The terrible dragon Thunderwing is approaching its speed at this very moment to lay waste to Highland. Flee! Flee for your lives! Grab your loved ones! Inform your neighbors! Evacuate Highland! Shelters are being prepared out of the south gate of the city!
I'm terribly sorry. The Grand Duke is currently hosting a feast for the peers of the realm of Highland. He won't be able to see you until tomorrow, at the very earliest.
No, tomorrow is too late. This is an emergency.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. There's absolutely nothing I can do.
You. You're Conrad Rabin. You've been a butler here at the Ducal Palace for 6 years and 2 months.
Yes?
The rash you're concerned about will clear up in a couple of weeks, but I would visit a cleric if I were you. And if you wait until then, and then ask the head maid to go on a walk with you, she will say yes.
That's highly personal. How did you know all about that?
This is Finola Vance. She is a talented seer, and she brings a terrible warning for the Grand Duke and the very city of Highland itself.
You'd better go in then. Guards, open the doors.
Ladies and gentlemen, Finola Vance, seer, brings you a dire warning.
What? What is the meaning of this interruption?
Your Grace, I've foreseen a disaster about to befall your city.
Silence, guards! Escort these commoners out.
No, this is important.
The storm is going to cause some of the southern cliffs of your city to collapse.
Nonsense! Highland has stood here, as it is, for thousands of years.
But it...
No! I am the Duke and my word is law. I do not take advice from silly girls who think they can see the future.
But I can see the...
And at any rate, no one important lives there. It's just commoners.
But they...
Run along now, you stupid peasant girl, or I shall have you thrown down in the dungeons.
That's enough. Finola has come here to warn you about a crisis, and this is how you act?
Arenthayer, don't!
Does it make you feel like a big, important man to bully and humiliate people who are here to help, just because they weren't born as important as you?
Be silent! You cannot talk to me like that!
No, you be silent. If you like embarrassing people, let's see how you like being humiliated in front of all your little friends. And then, cast a spell on him.
Oh, gods.
That's not very specific.
What did you do?
Okay. You guys know how sound magic works, right?
Not even a little bit.
Right. So, sound magic. Essentially what I do is vibrate the air to make audible sounds. I can also vibrate other things and create resonances.
Of course.
Rigid things can be shattered by those resonances, but things that are not quite solid, I suppose, can be destabilized, liquefied. If I know the approximate composition and location, I can use the resonance to—
We don't need the technical details. Get to the point!
The Grand Duke was having a feast. I could see what he'd been eating.
Oh, no.
Yes? And?
Okay. There is a sound magic technique that involves resonating the remains of food in the digestive system. We call it the brown note. Look, you'll have to figure the rest out. I am not describing it in a restaurant.
Merciful Stormvor, you didn't!
He did. He really did.
He was asking for it. We were only there to help.
So what happened next?
Let's see how you like being humiliated in front of all your little friends.
Renthyr, you can't mute heads of state, and you definitely can't make them, you know.
Fine.
Hi! You! Seize them! Dungeons, guillotines, torture!
Right, let's go. Come on, Fins.
What do we need to do for shelters?
No bloody time to build shelters. If I recall correctly, there's a cave system nearby that might be all we need.
Let's use that, then.
It's a bit of a trek. Folk will have to wait for me to lead groups. It'll take a while.
Ah, I've got just the thing for you. Right. Sit down.
Right now? I don't think...
I need the bottom of your boots. Sit.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I'll just apply this... Oh, you've got a spare pair of boots, right?
No.
Well, you should hurry then.
What?
The potion I just put on the soles of your boots will let you leave glowing footprints wherever you walk, so you can mark a path to your caves. It'll also slowly burn away the soles of your boots, so you'll want to take them off within about an hour.
You should have mentioned that first.
Well, it's too late now. Get going. I'll wait here to tell people to follow the footprints.
Warning! The storm may destabilize the cliffs under this part of Highland. Evacuate immediately. Leave Highland via the south gates where shelter is being prepared.
I went there. It's starting.
Now? Damn! We got most of the people out of this section, right? Get out! Go on ahead!
Right. Be careful.
Halt! In the name of the Grand Duke!
Ah!
I got you. I can't hold on to you. You're too heavy. Drop the sword and help pull yourself up.
Fine!
Yep.
You saved me.
Don't mention it.
Ow.
Potion of strength of arms?
So you could have done that without making me drop my sword?
Right. I know I said not to mention it, but I would like to mention that I saved you, and if you still had your sword, you might have tried to arrest me with it.
Fair point.
Come on, this area is still at risk too. Help me get the people evacuated.
Right, let's go.
Warning, the storm may destabilize the cliffs under this part of...
Anyway, that's about how it happened. We got as many people out as we could.
Huh. I knew about the collapse, obviously, but I never heard.
Yeah. I understand the Grand Duke made it illegal to discuss what actually happened.
Exactly which Grand Duke was this?
Duke Burgrevin?
Ah, him.
I find it hard to believe that the Grand Duke only banished you and didn't attempt any further retribution.
Well, after that, there were fairly regular assassination attempts.
Oh, that explains some things.
What's that?
Well, the good news is you're probably safe to return to Highland now. Burgraven died penniless about 5 years ago. It was quite the scandal. No one could work out where all his money had gone. I suppose the Highland Society for the Gentlemen of the Hunt has it now.
Who?
That's what the Highland Assassins Guild likes to call themselves. They put on airs and pretend they're gentlemen hunters after the most dangerous game.
Actually, I probably have a significant portion of the Duke's money now.
What?
No, those assassins like to pretend that it's a game and think of themselves as honorable men and set all these weird rules for themselves. Part of that is they're required to surrender half the bounty to any target who manages to capture them alive. And every time that happens, the bounty required for a contract doubles.
What? And they never got you?
It's a lot easier to avoid or capture assassins when you know that they're coming.
How many assassins did you catch?
20? Or 21? I honestly stopped counting after a while.
21?
at 21 assassination attempts, with an exponentially growing bounty, you should be the richest man on Vahalgad. That would be with... What was your original bounty?
Well, I got 500 gold for catching the first assassin. So the original bounty would have been 1,000.
At 21 assassination attempts, Arenthir, that would be over a billion gold.
Well, I didn't keep most of the money. A bunch of it went to taxes, and then I donated a significant amount of the rest. I kept just enough that I stayed under the dragon number, which is still a mind-bogglingly huge amount. More than I could spend in 1,000 years. That's why I got to retire at 69. I'm still in my prime.
So, wait. Why do you do this?
Do what?
All this. Your speaking stone thing. Stone tree broadcasting. If it's not for money, why do it?
Because I like it. It's something to do. To see if I could. Take your pick. It's not like I just sit around and wait to die. I get to meet interesting people and help out in a way that mostly doesn't require me to leave my tower.
And the in-kind trades don't hurt.
There is that.
What?
Well, in exchange for the ads and stuff, sometimes people give me things. Like a flying carpet. I wouldn't have paid for that.
And we basically never have to pay to eat out. All the restaurants give us free food.
Right.
So what you're saying...
is the dinner's on me, yeah. You're listening to Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting.